Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, March 24th edition of Byers & Company. This hour, we'll have a mental health expert with us from Heritage Behavioral Center. We'll talk about what this isolation is doing and hopefully some tips for you and your family, plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports and Mark Dinsler from the Illinois Manufacturers Association next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, you know, there are people out there that are using the word war, and then people get upset when you use the word war. It's certainly a battle that we're fighting on a lot of fronts right now. We'll talk to Mark Dinsler about what our manufacturers are doing. You've got beer distributors that are now making hand sanitizer. You've got people out there that are saying, can we gear up and make masks? Got a story coming from Richland where they're using 3D printers to maybe do exactly that thing. And then you've got the economic battle of people losing their jobs and being laid off, companies closing their doors. What's the long-term fiscal damage to all this? You've got the physical health battle of I feel symptomatic or my grandmother has the flu. We don't know. There's not enough tests. You've got the politicians doing their thing. And out of all of that exacerbates what are some another underlying front, which is mental health. And I can't even imagine what people are going through right now, particularly with more isolation, more frenzy on social media, you know, rabbit holes you can go down all day long. And so Nick and I have pledged what we're going to do as long as we're here is just give you as much information as you can possibly get, not hype, information about how you can get to services, how you can get to help, what to look for, what can you do? Because right now, everybody's mental health is taking a hit after hit after hit, day after day. We told you earlier with Kyle May, get outside. You know, this stay-at-home order doesn't keep you from getting on a bike trail, going for a walk. And I know Mother Nature hasn't been exactly cooperating, but spring's going to come. There's going to be sunshine. There's going to be warmer temperatures. So I want to welcome Chelsea Mueller to the show. Director of Outpatient Services for Heritage Behavioral Health Services. And Chelsea, we did share a post that you guys put up on Facebook about your services, and we'll talk about that a little bit, about how people can access your expertise. But tell me right now, you know, what are you hearing every day? What kind of feedback are you getting from the community? You know, how big a crisis is this for the mental health care field?
Well, you spoke earlier on, you know, the fear and uncertainty, and we're certainly hearing that at Heritage. We have a lot of folks just like, you know, you and I who are uncertain about the future, have a lot of questions that, of course, nobody really has answers to right now, and particularly with folks who have a diagnosis of anxiety, depression, PTSD. You know, those symptoms can be exacerbated in times of stress and uncertainty. So we are hearing a lot of that. We're hearing a lot of gratitude from the folks who are able to access our services, that, you know, somebody's available for them to support them right now. But we are hearing a lot of anxiety over this.
And probably people who maybe have not had anxiety before, right? I mean, the isolation's not helping. I worry particularly about our seniors. You know, they're most in danger physically, so they're getting isolated the most. I mean, you have the small things in life, Chelsea. I mean, people aren't able to graduate or go to a funeral or have a wedding. I mean, all of these things lead to everybody being very, very anxious with all of the uncertainty of what lies ahead. And days have now become weeks, right? I mean, by the time I talk to you again tomorrow or the next day, the world shifts and changes.
Absolutely. It's almost as though it's kind of like a different breed of anxiety. You know, nobody has prepared or knows how to cope with something like this. And sure, we generally know how to cope with stress, but again, with all those answers that we really don't have, right now, there's so much stress and anxiety that we're facing that we hadn't thought that we'd had to face. You know, will I be able to get toilet paper tomorrow at the grocery store, or is my grandmother going to be okay? You know, how much am I able to go outside? Things like this. So we're all kind of facing this together, not only the folks who are getting our services, but a lot of the clinicians that we have as well. You know, we're all just kind of doing the best we can to support one another, knowing that this is really hard. Nobody's been through something like this before.
All right. What can people do about their parents, their grandparents, is using Skype or FaceTime, is that helpful? You know, having kind of face-to-face communications if you can't be there in person. What are some tips about how people can make sure that their elderly in their lives aren't completely isolated?
Absolutely. I think FaceTime, text messaging, talking on the phone, Skype, all of those things would be helpful. I was actually reading something the other night that said, you know, perhaps we should be using the phrase social solidarity instead of social distancing, because whenever we hear the word distance, we think, oh, we need to be by ourselves and isolated, when really this is a time where we need to use the technology that we have to bring everybody together. So I would definitely advocate for, you know, the folks, the more vulnerable population, reach out to them, connect to them. The struggle with isolation and depression and anxiety is it usually forces people to isolate themselves. As it is. So things like this can exacerbate that. So frequent check-ins or even letters or, you know, just letting somebody know that you're thinking about them. How are they doing? How are they feeling? That kind of thing. That goes a long way.
Got a lot of people working from home, Chelsea, you know, without the structure they're used to. How important is it to get up and start your day and have as much of that structure as you possibly can for your own mental health?
Yes, any routine that you can put in place would be extra beneficial at this time. So waking up at the same time, getting dressed as though you would on your typical work day, having any sort of routine that you can, working outside of your bedroom or anything like that, that can give your body and your mind a sense of normalcy during this time, and establishing that routine. Our brains love routine, so usually that can minimize the stress level that we're experiencing. So I definitely encourage people to follow any sort of routine that they can, even if it's a temporary normal. I think it will help tremendously.
All right. I think that the double-edged sword of technology, Chelsea, and we're visiting with Chelsea from Heritage Behavioral Health Services, is there's so much out there, it can be overwhelming. Someone recommended to me, and this is personally even in my job what I'm doing, I've got a few sources of information that I trust. I'm following that. I'm not getting deeper into the feed with all the negativity and all the stuff that's out there on social media. People have to be aware of not consuming too much.
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad that you brought that up. I think that it's important right now to get the facts from the reliable sources that we know. You know, CDC is a great resource for all of this. And really watch whatever rabbit hole you find yourself going into, especially with social media. As you mentioned, there are folks who, and I'd like to say that, you know, everybody's well-intentioned with spreading some resources, but social media is not the platform to find your reliable sources. So really use what you know is factual, and even with that, you know, getting your daily updates or you know, maybe a couple times a day to keep yourself informed, and then knowing when to kind of distance yourself from that and work on something that helps you feel productive at the same time. I'm certainly trying to practice that myself.
It's tough. We're all getting those screen time notifications, and
yes.
My God.
Yes.
All right, let me ask you about a couple of things, and then I want to talk about what you guys are doing and how people can access your services. People who are already diagnosed with anxiety, people who are going through substance use treatment, you know, these people who are already on their journey, how do they adjust to this new normal?
Well, you mentioned the substance, the folks who use substances. I think that this is, speaking of a vulnerable population right now, a lot of recovery is oriented around groups of people getting together and supporting one another. So the recovery community, I think, needs a lot of extra support right now. There's a lot of online resources available, online AA meetings, NA meetings. So certainly has to take kind of a unique approach to up that support. And then folks who have mental health issues, as I mentioned before, there's a lot of isolation involved with many of those diagnoses. So we really have to do our part and check in on those folks because they may not ask for help right now. So we need to make sure that we're taking care of our community members.
Yeah, leaning on each other, right? That's how we're going to get through this. Now, how can people access Heritage? Because clearly all of the new rules have changed the way everybody's doing business. We shared your social media post about crisis service and outpatient services. But if someone's listening right now and they're worried about somebody else, they're worried about themselves, how do they access people, information? What's the best way to go about it?
So you want to call our main line, 217-362-6262, and then you'll want to dial 1, and that'll get you to a crisis worker. So our crisis team is working 24/7 still, 365 days a year, and they're providing a lot of wraparound services to folks who are struggling and as well as their family members. So we have a team of folks who are on call all the time who'd be more than happy to help you navigate through this uncertain time. And we also have the majority of our services are available through the telephone. So if you're still wanting to get in and talk to a therapist right now, you can call that line, that main line, and we can get you assessed and linked up with somebody over the phone. So like I said, it's a little bit of a non-traditional approach right now, but virtually any service we were providing before, we're providing via telephone right now.
And the most vulnerable of all of us, the homeless and the Oasis Day Center, the hours have changed. They're open, as I understand, 8 to 10 Monday through Saturday for individuals who have a locker. They can come in, they can take a shower. There's some time limits, but they're also open on Thursday morning so they can get access to Crossing Healthcare. I worry about this population. You know, they're in danger 24/7 in a normal world, but this new normal is especially harsh for them.
Absolutely, yeah. It's one of the populations that, you know, we're all holding a little closer to our heart right now. So we're trying to do our part given the guidelines that we've got right now, and just knowing and reassuring people that, you know, we're here for you to call, we're here for you with those hours that we do have, and trying to keep folks' spirit up as much as possible that, you know, this is not a forever thing, and we're here, and we're trying to be as supportive as we can to those people.
Chelsea, we really appreciate your time today. Thank you very much. And
thank you for having me.
All right, we'll be back in touch because we're far from over with this. I'm thankful that there are so many resources. I'm thankful we have the technology to access those resources while not being person to person. I don't know that it's as effective, but it's at least something.
It is something. I mean, it is the difference between getting online, saying some things that might be the last things you say, or saying some things to people that have an opportunity to say things back to you and tell you it's going to be okay, or help you talk through some issues. This is very important, and we can stay connected to people properly. It also negatively, but there's a lot of people out there that want to help and want to support you.
Yeah, and there are services. And there are people on the other end of that phone,
mm-hmm.
thankfully.
That's right.
And they're going through, by the way, all the things we're going through and every other business is going through is how do you keep the doors open? How do you, I mean.
That's right.
It just compounds. You know, you keep thinking about doubling every 3 days. It's just sort of, that's the world we live in right now on every front.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, that telephone number, their main number, 362-6262, dial 1 for a crisis worker.